First of all, I just want to say thank you for everybody who shared the show yesterday. The feedback I got on Facebook and on YouTube and Twitter was phenomenal. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. Today is going to be a kind of sequel to yesterday's. Yesterday, we talked about why we should be so angry about income taxes and spending and what spending actually means to us and why we should be infuriated by it. Today, I want to talk about this clip from AOC, and it's perfect because she's talking about how to go back in time and do something that technology and innovation has brought us far from. And she's asking us to go back in time. And at first I was like, oh, that's AOC again. Man, she always says some crazy stuff. She doesn't really know what she's talking about. But then I started thinking about of all the different things that progressives have tried to take from us in the past. And we're going to go through those today. And I came to a remarkable conclusion that I want to share with you guys and talk through with you. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening, sharing the show. Again, all of those people that are sharing the show on social media, I seriously thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Over to flfnetwork.com. Become a member. Get a HTBT mug. Get a Fight Laugh Feast shirt. Get tons of great content. And you'll be supporting us as we proclaim the gospel of Jesus in every area of life. There's no other subscription that I know about that gives you content, a mug, a shirt, $100 off their conference. I mean, there is no better value out there, in my opinion. And if you have somebody out there who you think does deliver a better value, you know, send them over and let's see. Let's compare them apples for apples and see who's got a better value. You can email me, Matt, at howtobuildatent.com. I'd really appreciate it. So this is my conclusion that I would love to hear and get your feedback on if you agree or not. And I've been thinking about this because we've been branded as conservative Christians, Republicans, although the Republicans are liberal and crazy too. I don't like being thought of like them. And so funny, I forgot who it was. It was somewhere on Twitter. They were like trying to own me by saying they think differently than Republicans and they're so much better. Like, I don't think like Republicans either. I actually want to win things. I actually want to achieve and have accomplishments. Republicans don't want to do that. They have losing strategies. And I think Trump is the ultimate testament to that he threw out the narrative, he threw out the playbook of the Republicans, and he has not only won the presidency, but he's actually achieved the things that he said he would want to achieve. If you agree with him or not, or like what he's achieved or not, you can't argue that he hasn't achieved what he set out to achieve. For the most part, I mean, of course, there's things that he wasn't able to. It turns out the presidency is a pretty hard job. But there's this branding and there's this stigma that conservatives are old-fashioned, that we don't think progressively in the truest sense of the word, not in the political sense of the word, that we aren't forward-thinking, that we're not innovative, when in fact, conservatism fosters the greatest innovation. They foster the greatest ingenuity, evidenced by our country. Our country's greatest moments, our greatest times, we're under the more conservative style of government that we were founded on than today. It is only in the progressive era of the United States where we have regressed, where we have stifled innovation, where we have stagnated as an economy. But when we were back in the days of the Constitution and conservative principles, the things that conservatives want to conserve, back in those days, we came from the biggest underdog to the superpower of the world. Even in today's standards, with the progressive agenda, with the stifled growth, we came so far by the 18, 1900s that the 1900s to today of the progressive agenda still hasn't knocked us off as top dog. Still hasn't done it. That is absolutely amazing that after 100 years of progressive policies, and the lack of growth, the lack of ingenuity, like we couldn't do a lot of the things that we did today or that we've done in the last 100 years that we've done, that we could do today. There's too many restrictions with the EPA and unions and all of these different things that keep us from doing some of the things we've accomplished in the past. And the progressives are known as the forward-thinking people. They're the tech industry, even though the tech industry became great because of conservative principles, because they have private property, not because of anything the government did. The Google didn't become great because of anything the government did. Apple didn't become great because of anything the government did. It's because they were doing things from a private sector perspective. They were doing it in the private sector, and they were successful in spite of the government, not because of the government. And that is true almost of every company, save companies that are big conglomerates due to protections from legislation, protections from regulations and things like that. Like I've said before, regulations create a moat around businesses that protect them from up and coming companies and being disrupted by innovation and technology, which again is a progressive idea. Conservatives do not want those regulations that protect big businesses. We want less restrictions. Of course, there are some places for regulations, for restrictions and such. But this is what I've come to the conclusion of, and this is how I want you to frame this and discuss this, conservative, you Christian, and this is how I want us to start branding progressives, because we need to win the language war. A lot of these wars that are fought on social media and in politics, they're won by language, and what emotions are cued, that are triggered, that are brought up to the surface from language that we use. And so it's really important, and it's very, it's a requirement for victory that we use our language and we brand things and we call things out accurately. And this is what I realized today, and this is what we're going to go through in my long-winded intro. It's already 7 minutes in. And then we're going to get into the AOC clip, and you can see how stupid she is. Conservatives want to conserve principles, but advance innovation. Conservatives want to conserve principles, but advance innovation. And see, the conserve principles part is where we get labeled old-fashioned, where we get labeled as people that are holding back progress. But in fact, the principles that we want to conserve allow innovation to happen. Like I said, Apple became great not because of government, but in spite of government. Google became great not because of government, but in spite of it. And all of these big companies that we've had rise up into mega companies, Amazon, all of these. Well, Tesla actually was quite a bit helped by government. But a lot of these companies and most of the small businesses that are successful, million-dollar companies that are small businesses, quote-unquote, they're successful not because of the government. They're successful because of their free market principles. They provided value to somebody who is willing to pay them for their product or service. And it wasn't the government that forced them, that told them what to do, to told them how much to sell it for, like they try to do in so many industries that are regulated. But so we want to conserve the principles that foster innovation. And so when someone tries to say, oh, you're so old-fashioned, or you're living 50 years ago, say, no, we want to conserve the principles that allow people to innovate, that allow people to go to the moon, that allow people to want to go to Mars, that allow people to deliver drones to groceries via drones to your doorstep. The principles we're trying to conserve allow that to happen. And when you don't want to conserve those, you are trying to destroy those innovations. You're the one putting us back hundreds of years. Our principles that are based on the foundation of God, those aren't holding us back. It's in fact your progressive principles. Just look at history. The conservative principles that we are holding on to brought us from nothing to the superpower of the world, brought us from nothing to an economic military force that no one even to this day can compete against. Those are the principles we're trying to conserve. We're not old-fashioned. We're not stifling innovation. We're not forward-thinking. We are those things. We are forward-thinking. We are not the opposite of forward-thinking. Backwards-thinking, I don't know. But so we are trying to conserve principles that lead to innovation, that lead to businesses, that lead to competitive advantages, to build wealth, to grow different communities around our country that wants to do those things. Our principles that we're conserving allow us to do that. On the flip side, the progressives want to alter principles and regress our innovations. They want to remove our innovations. They want to go backwards. Don't believe me? Let's watch this video.
Hello, everyone. I have been thinking about ways to help you help the post office. And I think I've got an idea, and I'm interested in hearing your thoughts. So one of the best ways to support the post office is to buy stamps. What do you all think? Would you guys be down and excited if I set up a national progressive pen pal program? Do all the work of connecting you to somebody else. We would offer maybe some conversation prompts or postcard prompts, and even like a printable postcard format. You just send it out. Would you guys be down? Do you like that idea?
A national progressive pen pal system. She wants us to go back to the days where we hand wrote letters, and she's labeling this progressive. She wants us to go back to the days before the internet, before text messaging, before cell phones, before WhatsApp, before landlines. We're literally writing letters to people around the country and getting matched. Apparently, this is like the old 1800s online dating or something, where she wants to create a platform via USPS, the Postal Service, to match you with people that you can write to. And she'll even give you topics on what to talk about. Are you insane? And this is what is going to help save the USPS. Now, if we need a national progressive pen pal service, program, whatever she's envisioning to save the Postal Service, it's not worth saving. It's not worth saving. We're not talking about going back to the 1800s and writing letters to each other to save Amazon delivery service, to save UPS, to save FedEx. No, they have found ways to compete and survive. But somehow the USPS needs us to regress, to go backwards. Remember, we're supposed to be the ones that are trying to hold us back. But this labeled progressive by AOC, this is her plan. The progressive plan is to go backwards to the 1800s. See, they don't want to foster innovation. They want us to go back in time. They want to reverse innovation, and they want to alter the principles that allow it to happen. And we need to control this language and point it out. And you might be saying, oh, that's just AOC. She's crazy. She says things that are weird. She doesn't know what she's talking about, even though she's apparently an economics major. She has a degree in economics. She doesn't know what she's talking about. But listen, guys, it's not just her. And I just was thinking a quick few minutes while I had some time of all the other innovations that the progressives want to go back and go back to days previously before these innovations happen. Remember a couple years ago where they were saying to save the planet, we no longer can have air conditioning, that we need to make sure that we are not using all of these different fuels and energy and electricity because that's causing CO2 and we're destroying the planet. And even to this day, if you have a smart home like I do, the system that I have is constantly sending me recommendations. Hey, bump up that temperature. You don't need it at a cool 74. Have it at 78. Have it at 82. We'll make sure you're not running your air condition at when you're not home. And all of these different things, they're giving us these suggestions because they don't want us to have the air condition set at the temperature we want. They want us to have the air condition set at the temperature they want that is going to save the planet. See, they don't care really how much we spend on our energy bill, but they have this progressive agenda to shame us into not using our air conditioning. And that used to be a really popular thing maybe a year or two ago, where they were trying to get us to not use our air conditions. Again, they're not for innovation. They're for regression. They want us to go backwards. And of course, the one that they always go after is oil. They hate that we have cars. They're all about public transit. They're all about wind energy, solar energy. But these things aren't efficient. These things don't produce the energy that we need. And in fact, when you're in California, they have rolling blackouts because their policies, their restrictions make it so hard for energy companies to compete to be able to provide the services that they have rolling blackouts. I think there's a news story right now in California where it's going to be like the hottest time of the year and they're going to be shutting down electricity where people aren't going to have air conditioning. A progressive state. We are not the regressive ones. It is them. The principles that we want to conserve as conservatives allow for innovation. They allow you to enjoy the fruit of our society and what we've created. They allow conservatives want you to have guilt-free air conditioning. They want you to have guilt-free text messaging and emails. We don't care if you're going to run the post office out of business because we have other companies that are providing way better value. You are actually going to save you money and let the post office go out of business. We don't need it. Now, there's a constitutional amendment, apparently, where we do have to have it. We can amend that, right? We can get rid of that. I mean, we've done it before. Or maybe we have it. It just doesn't function and we just defund it. You know, they play that game before. So it's not just that they want us to go back to snail mail, back to the 1800s that way. They want us to go back to the 1800s before air conditioning. They want us to go back to the 1800s where before we had oil. And they also don't want us to eat meat anymore. They don't want us to have cows. They want us to go back to the days, I don't even know if there were days like this before, where we didn't eat meat at all. They want us to go back pre-flood, pre-Noah. They want us to go back to where we were just eating vegetables because cow farts are causing a hole in the ozone layer. And there's policy after policy, innovation after innovation that these people and their altered principles want us to regress. So they not only are destroying us and robbing us of our wealth from income taxes and from spending that we can quantify and see it, they, in addition to all of those things, want to guilt us and to shame us and to make us go back and leave the innovations of our great country and what the capitalists have provided and go back to the 1800s. That's what we need to be framing this as. This is how we win the battle. Do you want to go back and live in the 1800s? I don't. You don't. And I'm pretty sure anyone you talk to, even on the left, doesn't either. And if we can point to them, hey, we're not saying we don't love innovation. We love it. In fact, the principles we're conserving allow it to happen. Look at history. And now look at your progressives and the principles they're changing, where there's no gender, where there's unlimited tax rates, where there's unlimited spending. And look where it's going to get us. It's getting us to where we have to pin pal again, where we can't have air conditioning. It's just a miserable place. It's funny. The progressives are miserable people and want all of us to live as miserable as they do. And they want us to do it on their terms. It's disgusting. It's terrible. And we need to fight back and we need to grow in our wisdom, grow in our maturity, grow in our skills of articulation that we can fight back and counter this because we have the truth. We have the facts. We have the great ideas. We have the innovation. We have the best economic system ever created in the world, in history of mankind. We should be destroying these people in argument. We should be annihilating them. Every time they come up with something stupid like AOC, we should laugh at them. We should laugh at every progressive the way we laugh at AOC. We should end there. We'll talk to you tomorrow.